Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is December 7th, and Aaron Judge remains a Yankee. Hopefully finish his career in pinstripes because he's locked up for 9 years. Let's talk about it. Let's talk it.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. BBD at the side of the corner. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. Little early morning alert at 7:16 in the a.m. out here in San Diego where we are for winter meetings. We got a flight. We got to leave for our flight in 10 plus 2 hours and 50 minutes. In 3 hours. Set myself up bad that way. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. Code YANKS. Get you $20 off your first SeatGeek order. They got all the seats. You can go to the short porch, catch some Judge homers now. $20 off tickets. Jake, how'd you feel waking up to this news?
Oh, Captain. It felt great because yesterday was a weird one, man, because it was, you know, it felt like the Judge shoe was going to drop. You know, he was at his Tampa Bay Bucks game. He never misses a game. He loves that. And then there's rumors he was going to fly out. Our guy Brian Hoke was on that. And then everyone was kind of like raising their eyebrow because nobody else had that. So we're going to have to. That's going to be a Talking Yanks offseason app. Like Judge Hokey.
How do you know?
Was he the pilot? And then yesterday, kind of nothing happens, and then we get tired. You know, the night before, had a couple tequila sodas. Our bodies are worn out from this, I don't know, just staring at these pictures of carpets in this hotel and other fatigue. The last night, we ate dinner at a diner that was closing. We were the only people in there. I was first ready to go. I was like, I need to take a nap if we're going to head back into the mix of Winter Lobby, just see any of the gossip and signings. So glad we didn't, because our instincts were right, dog. Our instincts were right, because Aaron Judge, he was never going to be a Giant. He was never going to be a Padre.
He wanted
to be a Yankee. And guess what? His crew played everything right.
Yeah, they did a great job.
And they were supposed to, but he was always going to be a Yankee.
I kept saying yesterday, this feels like what Cole felt like. It was like a lock, and then 12 hours before the news became official, there was this flurry of doubt, and the Angels were making that second offer. I'm interested to know if that not 360 from the – like, do we know the other offers yet? They say the Padres are in. I don't know what that's about. But we know the money from the other teams? Because this came out with the Angels and Cole situation, and we're like, there was never.
We don't have numbers, but, like, multiple people saying he took less to come back.
Well, good, because you know what comes with this? Captaincy, right away. I mean, I haven't heard officially that should happen, but that should happen. You should win a World Series. That would be nice. But also, I mean, you're going to get a plaque. You're going to be a Yankee lifer. I love lifetime players. And I've liked this. This isn't just like Yankees bias. I was like really saddened when Freddie Freeman didn't go back to the Braves. I was upset when Mookie left Boston. I loved when Maurer stayed a Twin, when his big free agency was there. And there was another one recently. And I'm like, yeah, that's better for baseball. We're like losing that. I'm excited.
Aaron Judge associated with the Yankees forever is good for him. And yeah, I mean, you know, when we do Talking Baseball, which we're going to do this, and we've been doing every free agent, so go check that out. But, man, it's... I don't know. Like, this kind of had to happen, and now we've got our second free agent that has officially turned down more money, and two of them, I think, more money to go to the Padres, which that's kind of funny. But, man, good for Aaron Judge. I mean,
He wanted this, man. I kind of felt, you know, there were times this year where you felt like a crazy person, Jim. We're not going to talk about what those times were related to. But I was starting to feel like a crazy person yesterday. Because I had even you were questioning, like, Judge probably, maybe he doesn't want to be a Yankee. Yes, he does. Have we seen the way he's acted for the past 7 years now? He's all about that life. In the words of Joe's McFly, he's about that life, Pop. And he is. And now he is forever. Like, it's not for 9 years. Like, Aaron Judge, old timers day. He'll have a Jeter period where he comes back, but guess what? Jeter's coming back, too. They all want it. They want to be a Yankee because it's the best, babe. Now we just got to sign a bunch of other guys and win.
I know. It's like this is the start of free agency. It's not the end. Yankees have not gotten better yet. We already had Judge.
Yeah.
And now Judge just remains. Now we got Canley, the bullpen set. Now they got to go move, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Judge, every home run he hit this year bumped his contract up, I think, $2.3 million from the contract he was offered.
Yeah. I guess.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's the best bet on yourself baseball. That's how I wanted to, open the show with that. Like,
ever.
We have just witnessed the best bet on yourself baseball season ever. It'll be 100 years from now, and maybe someone will beat it in some way, but that will be like, if that question ever arises, like, well, Aaron Judge, like, we're going to be 90. Like, Aaron Judge got a contract offer for $200 million. And he said no. The world said, are you crazy?
It was me, PVD Jim, and Mad Dog Russo. We were doing an episode of Talking Yanks, and we couldn't believe he turned down the money.
Who's Mad Dog Russo?
No, his grandkids will be under John Boy Media. So, yeah, I mean, it's and I haven't seen this. I feel like, you know,
what do you have to say to all the haters?
We're getting instant reactions and everyone's doing the, like, if you don't like this contract, nobody's actually not liking it. Like, they signed Judge. Like, I haven't seen one person.
I'm sure there's,
like,
some people, fans, upset with the money, but
I did some math.
Yeah.
If Judge signed for 8 years and $38 million, that would have been $304. He signs for 9 for 40, which is 360. That's $6 million a year. That's what IKF is making this year. So if you're going to let that affect anything around you, eat a bug and then go eat another bug.
I just, like, inflation just happened so quick that,
right,
like, Stan's kind of on the cheap now for the,
right,
like, what we pay Stan for the AAV. And in 9 years, whatever this is making for Judge, you know, there will be 10 players making more, and he'll be a DH. And we talked to Raul Ibanez.
And be like a
that
player
episode's,
coach.
That episode's coming out later, but he's got a lot of, you know, good tips for how to be the best ever in your late 30s.
And we'll get there when we get there. We've said this about the Phillies, who they've got some big contracts on the books. You can go worry about those final couple years and what it's going to look like, or let's enjoy the next few, because Aaron Judge, you know, we all know what he did last year. It's one of the best offensive seasons in baseball history. But also go to that career stat line that's just under it. I mean, the guy over his career, you know, put those, you know, remember when he's injury prone and because he got hit in the wrist with a ball? His career stat line, 284, 394, 977. The on-base percentage is always going to be there. The pop is always going to be there. Guess what? In 4 years, maybe we'll talk about Aaron Judge's batting average. He's starting to become like a 265 hitter. Don't care, and we're not there yet. So let's enjoy watching him be one of the best players in baseball.
Did you hear Hal brought this one home from Italy?
I sure did.
From Italy?
Well, you know,
what's the time difference there?
Well, it's perfect, Jim. Well, we're all scammering in the morning. It was just business hours for Hal in Italy. He's like, oh, I'm about to go take out the dinghy.
That's
a clip. I had that clip. I got that from Brian Hoke.
Do you think he uses an accent when he's out there?
Yes.
My dad.
You think Hal doesn't use an Italian accent?
My dad did that when he was talking to these French kids once, and we were like, Dad.
almost offensive.
He's like,
dog.
You want some popcorn? You want some popcorn? And we were like, Dad, that's...
You say it normal.
Yeah.
And then
they'll figure it out.
Is that Zillow? Is something stern?
No, I think that's a guy that looks like Zillow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Same body type.
Yeah, it's 4:24 p.m. in Italy.
Oh.
So when this went down, it was like 8 a.m.
for Hal. Fantastico.
He woke up and he was like, one more. Hey, you know what?
A little espresso.
You know what?
This has been a whirlwind for Hal.
Hold up.
He's a little shook up.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hal deserves some claps here. Yankees fans, cheap Hal, and they've always spent top five. This was a moment where he acted like most like George we've ever seen.
And he said he was
going to. And he said he was going to. And he was open to it from the start, and he said, we'll do whatever we can to get this guy back. Because he earned us $100 million last year by hitting 62 home runs. Yeah. So maybe we can bump it up 40 mil just because he earned us that much this year. So good, good. The Yankees are the Yankees. And that was, dude, that's their brand. Like, I was listening to someone say that. No, it was. I think I went and I listened to Francesa after
Whoa.
Yeah, I went and listened
to it.
I went after. No, because it was someone sent it to me, and it was actually like a very old school, like rational, sad, defeated Francesa after they lost. And he was like, man, like they built these kids on this brand, us, of winning. And the World Series are bust. And like, we're going to do everything we can. Like, they're like, that's not just like what they did back then. He's like, that is what they sold. That was why their hat was the number one selling like sports hat across the world, because it represented like winning at all costs,
right?
And, like, highest bar, and that was the brand that they. And this was a chance where if Judge left, especially if he left and the Yankees weren't the highest bidder, which the Yankees weren't the highest bidder, they lose that brand. They lose that the best players want to play here, which is up in the air right now because of some weird stuff. And they lose. We're going to win at all costs. And we're going to get our guys. So Hal maintained that, which is important for him business-wise, but also good for us as fans.
The AL home run record that you know I'm passionate about.
I know, yeah.
Maris, Ruth, like, that's tied to the Yankee-ness.
Mm-hmm.
He just broke that.
I know, Stan breaking it next
signing
year.
Signing the big free agent is part of the Yankee brand.
Yeah.
He's literally the biggest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I feel like we kept saying it as sad, ho-hum, like, go-aways in episodes, but no, the brand was off if the Yankees didn't do this.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's probably what meant more to the signing than the baseball.
Sure.
But thank God Aaron Judge was so good at baseball that it tied into the brand and all of that. So, and Aaron
Judge. San Diego offered him $400 over 10 years per Nightingale.
I mean, it's not crazy, right? I mean, we're talking about one more he's making $40 million a year. That's one more year.
We know they were in on Turner, so they have a big contract earmarked.
Right, you're gonna pay Trey Turner $300 million. Why not give Judge $400? So, yeah, man, I think this was, I mean, you know, a classic case of negotiation, but. The Yankees were seeing how much Yankee-ness they could get out of this. They end up getting 1 year of $40 million saved.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so do you want to talk about shaving your balls at all?
I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Judge does, for sure.
Judge Manscaped. Yeah. Oh, it is dialed.
Yeah.
Judge is so calculated, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even that Bucks game. Dude, the Bucks game felt calculated. The time, but shave your balls.
Oh, I think so. I think he just wanted to go to the Bucks game. I think Judge has had this planned. Because it makes sense. He goes to the Bucks game. He flies here for a night on his way to Hawaii to celebrate his anniversary.
Right.
I think for the last 3 months, Judge has known this was the day he was going to let the world know.
Right.
Maybe he didn't have what he was just like, and this is when I make sure the Yankees are in the right range.
Well,
and also he trimmed up for it. He got nice and
he shaved
good.
His lives
in Tampa, so it makes sense to go to Bucks games.
Clean yeah. balls, fa la 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 la. Because the holidays are coming, you know what I'm saying?
La 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 la.
That's it, Manscaped. Safe travels this holiday season for stocking stuffers or white elephants. Whew.
They're playing Christmas music out here in San Diego, and it's like nice out and sunny, and I'm like, this.
I had my first Christmas morning in the hotel the other morning. I was just cranking some Buble. I think Nikki Cass has ruined me. Go to Manscaped, get their Platinum Package 4.0 for loads of stocking stuffers, shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorants. That's kind of what I've been missing. Because sometimes my upstairs will be nice and sometimes my downstairs. They got their Shears 2.0s, their full kit nail care, scissors, clippers, and tweezers. Need that cologne? Save 20% in free shipping by going to manscaped.com/yanks. 20% off free shipping. Go to manscaped.com/yanks. The perfect holiday season gift. Thank you, Manscaped. Go Yanks. What are you looking at?
Just loving Heyman.
Yeah.
Getting got. What was that yesterday? Someone got him. I mean, he got himself.
He doesn't care. He got money from someone. I don't know if it was Judge's camp. Dude,
you think he's smart enough to get money for that?
Yes.
No way.
It's his whole career.
I don't think so. I think he gets used.
I think
the rumor I had like heard was it's all lobby scuttlebutt. Was that it was, you know, he's a Boris guy. Boris has Correa, wants people to know that the Giants
raise
were
the
gonna spend that much money on someone.
Well, rumor I heard was it was a Yankee guy who was using Heyman to just like get everything to a crescendo quick.
Rumor.
All 100%.
Literally a theory, not even a rumor.
Not even a theory, speculation, nothing to be, just like literally gossip.
Judge's camp played this perfectly.
Yeah.
The first thing they played perfectly, Judge breaking the home run record.
That was a smart move.
I mean, touche.
And to write that down on the plan back in, you know, March of last year.
He like said 50, right?
How are we going to get the most money in my free agency? Yeah. Step one, break AL home run record. Now, he said that 50 videos from, like, before the 2019 season or something like that.
Step two, set a fair deadline. He set the fair deadline of winter meetings.
Yeah.
Where things were coming to a head, and Trey Turner is getting $300 million and all that. I think him showing face in Tampa was calculated. Monday Night Football Tampa game, have we seen Judge do that before? Seeing Brady in the tunnel, like, knowing that eyes are on him and he's the big
story?
He's
been out and about all winter,
like,
though.
Like doing a sideline appearance.
That's a little calculated. Yeah. That's a little calculated.
Well, Brady's from the Bay Area and a Giants fan, so maybe it was part of a push that way.
Judge's camp definitely told Time Magazine to have that come out yesterday.
That was calculated for sure.
Super calculated with some Yankee dagger quotes in there. With the rumors of the Giants actually doing it. Oh, here come the Padres out of left field. Chef's kiss. They forced the Yankees' hand.
That was a hard chef kiss. Chef kiss is like delicate.
Oh, I mean, this is a big one. This
you
is
just
the biggest
like, fuck that food.
Biggest player contract ever, man.
That was a pop.
Most AAV, 40 per year.
I'm all over that. It'll get broken next year.
Maybe. Home run record.
I just think we have to stop acting like it's insane. The best player of every free agency, every 1 or 2 years, it's going to go up because that's how money works.
They either break the total number or the AAV number. Jose Quintana's a Met.
Oh, and they punch back.
Tyon Walker Jameson Taillon is a Cub officially. Yeah. Good for JMO. In some money. So, yeah, the Yankees, let's talk about next moves. I guess that would be part of this really quickly. Because now the Yankees get to go to work. You got to get another outfielder, and you got to get a starting. You got to get a starting pitcher. Rumors are right away. Rosenthal said
the only thing I want to jump in. I do we think captain badge that'll just be with the press conference or something like that, or do you think there's any fun?
No badge, but title.
Okay. Okay.
Can't put the C there.
Okay.
But yeah, it should be just with the press conference.
All right.
Now
we move.
Rosenthal had it out already, and I trust Ken to have, like, you know, real stuff out there. Yeah. He was like, Yankees three targets now. Not that all three of them, but, like, they want to get one of these.
Right.
Was Rodon, and I would be very happy to have him in the rotation for whatever they can do that. Benintendi, which I like as a contact bat. You need a contact bat. You need that style of play. And the Japanese player, which I'm not in love with.
Masataka Yoshida. So
he's supposed to be pretty awful defensively. And we don't need that.
Need a strong left field.
We have guys that we're like, you know, about. Not a knock on Japanese. Not a knock on Japanese hitters, but there's only ever been two that have been career above average bats.
Can I tell you something that you're probably not going to like about him?
Who?
Yoshida.
What's who? Yeah.
Listed 5'8", 176.
So just get Benny then.
That is Benny.
But Benny's a contact bat and good defense.
Awesome.
Kenley Jansen is a Red Sox.
That's nice.
That makes sense.
That's good.
Took them a couple years to figure out they need to address their bullpen. It's like the most important part of the sport right now.
I love Kenley, but like Red Sox will just that won't go great.
Not to get hung up on Japanese players. I think there's like supposed to be a better one next year. He's like 22 years old, just broke Japan's home run record. Mm.
The defense is what does it for me. Yeah. Like give me a guy out and left that can catch. And the Yankees value that. And then we just have not seen a lot of the transition from hitting style. And Trevor talks about this in Talking Baseball. Just like he's like, just the transition from the pitches you see, how people pitch you, and hitting style is so different that that's why Japanese pitchers have come and made that transition much easier than Japanese hitters.
Yeah. I mean, Seiya ended up putting up a solid year last year. But, yeah, I think the bigger thing is whether
– yeah, there have been, like, you know – but you're saying this guy's going to come over and be a difference maker? Because that's the money. Until the posting system changes, right, that's the money you have to pay.
Right.
It's and difference-making money.
I mean, and the other thing here, Benny's going to get paid. So either way, the Yankees are now back to being almost the same team they were. Again, DJ was out, Benny was hurt, and now he's a free agent. We'll see what they're going to do. They're going to address an outfielder and a starting pitcher. It's kind of what degree, how many marbles do you have to spend, and they'll divvy their marbles differently. But again, where the Judge contract landed, like, don't let that think that should affect their free agency at all. Because you were all okay with, like, $37 million a year, even if you're a negative bug online. Like, you were okay with $37 million a year. Guess what? It's $40 million. That's $3 million. So we're going to get an outfielder. And by the way, I don't know where things land on the priority list, but shuffling Hicks or Donaldson somewhere, if someone's answering your phone call, figure that out. Because I you can't have both of them, I don't think. And my guess would be Hicks. I think that contract was stretched out originally to be more movable and easier to digest. Donaldson has one big year left. I think they're gonna have to bite the bug on that and stop saying bug. And hope that maybe he turns it around because he did look okay defensively, so the athleticism should still be there.
There's going to be – I think there's some couple signings, but then Hicks and or JD, they're trying. They're trying.
They have to, and that's going to be –
Because they'd rather eat half of Donaldson's money and then give the other half to someone else.
Right, if you could do that. So, that's going to be the next one. But, the bullpen kind of set. You're not going to hear anything down there. They do want another starting pitcher. And, man, I don't know. I think I'm drinking Rodon Kool-Aid because then your starting pitching is nice. Your starting pitching, if you're Cole, Cortez, Seve, Rodon, and Montas, your starting pitching is nice. And then, you know, outfield stuff, you can figure that out along the way. I don't know what Oswaldo Cabrera is going to be. But if it is, he's an option to be something, or even if we get to the trade deadline and we're looking at the bottom three in our lineup and they suck again, it's going to be easier to get a rental outfielder than a Carlos Rodon on the bump. So I think my early thing is go and get Rodon, make your rotation like a bang. The Yankees have a top rotation in baseball. We can figure out some stuff in the lineup later.
Give Rodon.
Update. Right. Yankees, so yesterday they were at 8 for 320. Judge told Hal, once Hal got involved, he had more money on the table. He really, really, really wants to be back with the Yankees. So Hal tacked on the one more.
Look at Daddy Hal. He's talking to media. He's spending more money. He's talking baseball while he's in Italy.
Yeah, that's big for
him.
Are
we on to the next iteration of Hal?
Yeah, this is new Hal.
Has Hal shed his skin?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, we tell you people this, but owners, all 30 teams want Aaron Judge, but only so many had permission from their owner to pay for what Aaron Judge will need. Maybe, like, this is why the Padres are spending tons of money. The Padres never spent money. The Phillies are spending a ton of money. Remember those Detroit Tigers team? Their owner was literally, like, getting old, and he was like, I really want a ring, so I'm going to spend all my money.
His kids were like, what, Dad?
Mickey Cabs, really? Verlander?
Padres are going to – I just tweeted this out. Padres are going to go spend. Maybe this is for Talking Baseball episode, but all right.
Yeah. Go check that out. Talking Baseball in a little bit.
Let's
everywhere.
And bet that the Yankees are going to make more moves, and I'm excited for them to make more moves, so go to DraftKings and make some other bets. You can put $5 down on an NBA pregame money line, and you are able to win $150 in free bets if you get it right. And then you take those free bets and you put it on Judge – to hit 65. Wow. Download the app now. Get in on the holiday hoops action. Sign up with code JOHNBOY. Place a $5 pregame money line. Bet on any NBA team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHNBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Thank you very much for tuning in. Yeah, a little 6:30 a.m. wake up, look at my phone, and it's wake up. Grab a brush, put on makeup.
No, what do we do?
Go Yankees, Tom Grahams.
Go Yankees.
Hey, everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.